Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
38-year-old Alec Thomas Kamaroff of Homer was sentenced on Monday to 56 years with an additional 45 years of suspended time for sexually assaulting his wife and assaulting his sister. Due to the nature of his convictions, Kamaroff is not eligible for either mandatory or discretionary parole. Upon completion of his active term of imprisonment, Kamaroff will be placed on probation for 15 years. Last July, a Kenai jury convicted Kamaroff of multiple sexual offenses and physical violence against his wife for physically assaulting his sister when she attempted to intervene in 2020. The convictions are separate counts of sexual assault in the first degree, second degree, and eight counts in the third degree. In 2012, Kamaroff was convicted of incest after impregnating his then 13-year-old niece, and as such faced a significantly greater presumptive term of active imprisonment for his most recent convictions for sexual offenses. Kamaroff also has been previously twice convicted of crimes of domestic violence against his inmate partners. The Alaska State Troopers investigated this case with assistance from the Kenai Police Department. Lieutenant Todd Mooring was the primary investigating officer, assisted by Trooper Toma Calderia, Trooper Mariano Barrela, Trooper Christopher Worshi, and Sergeant Austin McDonald. Sergeant Ryan Coleman with the Kenai Police Department also provided investigative assistance. Officer Quentin Fiscus with the Anchorage Police Department also testified about his investigation of the 2019 assault involving Kamaroff and a former wife. Advocacy support was provided to the victim throughout the trial by the Lee Shore Center. A Soldotna man was arrested on Sunday just hours after stealing a car from a business on Kay Beach. Alaska State Troopers received a report around 6:45 p.m. on Sunday that a silver 1994 Subaru wagon had been stolen from the parking lot at Saviemore. The search did not take very long as a Soldotna police officer was able to locate and stop the vehicle just a few hours later. Investigation revealed that 35-year-old Dustin Reher of Soldotna had stolen the vehicle. Reher was arrested and remanded at Wildwood Pretrial Facility for first-degree vehicle theft. He was held with no bail pending arraignment. The Soldotna City Council passed a lodging tax in December of 2023, and visitors will soon begin paying that charge. The 4% lodging tax goes into effect on January 1st of next year, and all lodging operators in Soldotna will need to register to collect the tax prior to that date.
The lodging tax will be paid by visitors to our community, and the funds collected will be used to boost our local economy and promote future travel to this region. The tax applies to all stays that are less than 30 continuous days at hotels, motels, inns, bed and breakfasts, lodges, VBROs, Airbnbs, and other peer-to-peer rentals in Soldotna.
That was Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Board President Chuck Winters. When the tax was initially passed by the Soldotna City Council, the declared intent of the tax was to serve as an economic boon to the region by placing lodging tax revenue into a tourism enhancement fund. Proceeds from the fund would be distributed at the City Council's discretion to various tourist-related establishments and programs in the city, including the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex, the Soldotna Fieldhouse, and the Soldotna Creek Park. The bed tax was a divisive issue when it was passed, with one council member and several members of the community voicing concerns about the necessity of such a move by the city. Ultimately, however, the tax ordinance was implemented with ease by a 5-1 council vote. As for the implementation of the new levy, lodging operators in Soldotna will need to apply for a lodging tax certificate of registration before the new tax goes into effect. Visit this story at RadioKenai.com to find out how. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.